Let's just bow our heads and close our eyes. Lord, we thank you for today. We give you thanks and we give you praises. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for being good. Lord, your children have come just to hear you speak. Our encourager, our redeemer, our friend, we come before you. Lord, we ask as we leave here today, you fill us up with your love. That, Lord, we leave this building encouraged. Lord, those of us that are facing any kind of despair, we ask that, Lord, you take it away from us. Because you said in your word, come to me, all that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Lord, may we find rest in your bosom. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. 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 Church, today we're going to be looking at encouragement as it applies to the Christian faith and how we encourage one another. First of all, I apologize. We had a bit of a glitch with the internet. Like everything man makes can let you down. But if you put your hope in God, it will never let you down. So today, like I said, I'm going to be speaking on how to encourage one another as it applies to the Christian faith. But before we do that, it'd be good for us to understand what encouragement is as it applies to the Christian. But before, also, what isn't encouragement? It's not flattery. It's not complimenting or praising one another. Not to say that there's anything bad in complimenting people, but encouragement in the Christian faith isn't saying, you look good. When the Bible talks about encouragement, it means one, calling someone to their side in order to teach, strengthen in their failing faith, or to strengthen their resolve and their walk with Christ. I've got a few scriptures here which I've been asked obviously to look, but we can't project it. And one of the scriptures, if you've got your Bibles, you can open to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 11. And it says, therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. Now, this sums it all. As I said, in our walk with Christ, we have to encourage one another, build each other up. But in the course of this sermon today, we're going to be looking at different things. From what is encouragement, which we've just looked at briefly, why we need to encourage each other, how do we encourage each other, and how do we stay encouraged? So as I was saying, when I got this email on speaking on encouragement and encouraging one another, I wanted to make it more personal to my experience with reference to the Bible. And in the course of that week, accidentally or planned, I stumbled into a Netflix movie which was, it was centered around after the death of Christ and how the disciples were able to persevere under the Roman influence. And for a second I thought there, and having watched that, they lived in very difficult times. I mean, the Romans were one of the most sophisticated army in their time. They were very, very, very brutal in their way. There wasn't anything called human rights. If you offended the governor, you were killed instantly and no one did anything. And I tell you what, these disciples lived in absolute fear. They lived in the worst conditions. They were hiding in most cases. And one thing that I did notice was, even to themselves, They had fear. There was anxiety. They were concerned for their lives and their loved ones. But the one thing they did constantly was to say to each other, you heard what our master said to us, Christ, that many will bear the afflictions of the righteous, but I'll deliver you from all. And you can see how their face lit up when there was encouragement from one another. They prayed together. They fellowshiped together. They shared their resources together to encourage people. Because encouragement isn't just about saying those kind words or reading the scripture together. Financially, you can encourage yourselves. You can encourage the church. Because encouragement spans from you encouraging your family members, your co-workers, the church, even to yourself. So having looked at what encouragement is and what it isn't, to compliment people is fine, it's a good, great thing to do. But we have to remember it means encouraging one another, teaching us and helping us to strengthen ourselves in times of despair, which there will come certainly. So we're going to go to the next, which is why do we need to encourage each other? Now, I had a slide up, which unfortunately I can't show you guys, but it projected the world in a very dark image. And let's be honest, it is dark, not in terms of there's no light or human activities or things people go through. It's a dark place. There's so many things happening, losing family members. It's painful. Or loved ones, or being out of a job. Anxiety, fear. 2.5 years ago, I volunteered with the church in Africa, and we're going into remote villages. I mean, when I mean remote villages, places where you had to drive, park up, walk before you get to the village. And I tell you what, I saw suffering. I saw people who, not what you hear on the news, who lived on less than £1 a day. I saw mothers with 3 children. Very skinny. They were happy just for you to hold their hands and pray. And I tell the truth, these things do happen. But when we give them either, was it food or clothes or whatever the case was, you can tell their face lit up. The mother felt happy. We prayed with them. And I tell you, some of them weren't Christians. Some of them weren't Christians. Now coming over to England here, a first world country, I tell you what, I still see suffering. May not be financial, may be broken homes, it may be loneliness, it's a problem in this country. It may be political fraud, instability, anxiety, tension, corporate fraud, but these things affect us. Doesn't matter what part of the continent you are, or what creed, what race, what gender, we all face despair. So it is important as children of God for us to encourage one another. To encourage one another. Now the next thing is, how do we encourage one another? I may have touched on part of it. And something came to mind in the course of my research. It says, we remind each other of God's promises, His unfailing promises. Because God is not man that He should change, nor His word. From everlasting to everlasting, they remain the same. I had some pretty good images that have actually depicted how we do this. Now on this, I've got an image of, just like what you told us here about your walk for charity. I've got a man lend another man a hand up the hill, which is what technically or spiritually we should be doing to each other. I've got some scriptures here. I've got Joshua chapter 1 verses 9. We could do it a bit different today. Anyone can read to make it a bit more interactive. Joshua chapter 1 verses 9.
Have I not charged you to be strong and courageous? Do not be terrified,
excellent. Now that scripture has meant a lot to me, just because it is the word of God. It is unfailing. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. I can tell you, some people, if they heard those words, they would have been here with us today. You could have probably saved their marriages or their career or whatever it is, just to put your arms around them and say, do not be afraid. The next one is Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 8. It says, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged. Now, those are very reassuring words. Very reassuring words. The next one is Matthew chapter 11, verses 28. It says, come to me, all of you who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you a rest. Now, these are the words of our Creator. From everlasting to everlasting, they have remained the same. Very dependable. It doesn't change. Regardless of what your problems might be, what you're facing, if you say those words in faith and truly believe in your heart, the pain will ease. It certainly will ease. And the last book, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, from 3 to 4, says, praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. Praise the Lord. We thank him for his word. Another effective way to encourage people is to pray for people and with people, and to also pray for yourselves. And there's something I've noticed that has happened quite a number of times in my praying for people. Without you even knowing, you voice their concern. Because where two or more are gathered in his name, there the Lord is. I'd give you an example of what happened to me once. On a certain day before Sunday service, I just woke up feeling really down. That was when my family weren't here with me. I was really troubled. I just felt, should I just give it all up and go back home and stay with my family in Nigeria? Or do I carry on? And I came to church. And during the course of Pastor Dave preaching and sharing the word, I was encouraged. But something happened. And after the service, he said, come for prayers. And Sam prayed over me with someone else. I don't know how, I don't know what, but they said the exact words I wanted to hear. I never told them. And he made me feel and know that the Lord is God. I was encouraged. I left here with a spring to my step. I went back home and I said, I'm carrying on. And the good thing about being encouraged in the right way is it helps even your family, because what's on the inside comes out. So it's very important we pray. In fact, that is one place in the presence of God where I find healing. At work every day at lunchtime, I and some friends, we always meet up and pray at 12. It doesn't matter how bad our day has been before 12 p.m. That 5 minutes we're in there, there is liberation, there is deliverance, there is happiness, there is joy. So one way to also encourage people who may not have the time or are not spiritually mature to study the word constantly is to pray with them, that the Lord helps them. And just to draw this to conclusion, what we must do to remain encouraged. And we look at Joshua chapter 1, verses 8. It says, keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you'll be prosperous and successful with your work with Christ. So it's all fair and good to pray, to encourage one another. But how do we remain encouraged to be able to encourage others? We have to read the word and understand what he says. Even when praying, his words are what you use. We need to spend time meditating on it day and night. So church, doesn't matter what you're going through, doesn't matter what the problem may be, in his word it says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. It didn't say of the sinners, it says of the righteous. In this world, you face trials and tribulation. Even in the time when Jesus walked on the earth, they also faced problems. And they didn't face problems from the non-believers. They faced problems from the high priest. These were people who were respected in the church. So let us remember that there will be problems. But the comfort comes in knowing that despite whatever that problem may be, however it comes, the Lord is always our strength. So I encourage you all to pray continually, read the word, do your bit for your friends, and may the Lord bless you as you do so. So I'd just like to end with a short prayer. Lord, we thank you for your word. We pray, Lord, that whoever is facing despair here, problems, whatever it may be, financial, emotional, spiritual, that, Lord, you meet them at the point of their needs. Meet them at the point of their needs, Lord. Bless us, Lord Almighty. May we remain encouraged. For in the mighty name of Jesus, we have asked and prayed. Amen.